Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
How to protect yourself from a deadly and bloody knife attack. Imagine this. 1 minute, you're minding your own business, eating hot tasty nuggets at the bus station, listening to Happy Mind music. Then in a flash, your chicken's up floor and there's a blade pressed against your throat. Zombie. Switch. Body. The end of your life could be moments away. Oozing out your neck and onto cold, hard pavement. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you won't find this in any textbook, but believe it or not, your first line of defence is to fart.
Cut, cut.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
Oh, God, you're right. Sorry. Break for lunch. Back in an hour, everyone.
You're selling online virus software.
And what if, on your way to purchase said product, you were attacked for real, eh?
Just read the damn script.
Right. But add me on flair, though, yeah?
No. Those words. Those exact words and nothing else.
Not even a little je ne sais pas. Or a touch of ick weiss nicht, yeah? Or a dash of Rioja and roller.
This is not a movie.
Ah, not a movie yet.
Here, read this.
Oh, I'm reading the part of Fred now, am I?
No, you're fired.
It says Fred. It's not legally binding.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's a wrap.
Wrestling with the Champ. We shave our legs, not our face.
Glad to hear it, son.
So Kenta, all caps, by the way, said to me, he said, you have what it takes.
Really?
He said Riz style and Strong style are pretty much the same.
God, I never knew that.
Oh.
Champ, these stories are awesome. Well, I mean, why have you held back on them?
The old me wasn't up to much. But the new me. Oh, he's something special.
Oh, I mean, he really is. Does this mean the old you is dead?
You'll never see him again.
Invisible man, feel even more translucent. I've lost my identity, my life, my home. least I've still got me Picanto. Oh, what? Hey, hey, I'm here by rights. I got a blue badge. You can't do that. 99p. Makes sense. Me mum always said I were a penny short of a pound. But just enough to buy a...
cheeseburger!
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is good. Hang on. Hey, mate. I asked for one with everything on it. Not just onions, ketchup, mustard, pickles and lettuce. Everything. All the condiments. Man's got to eat, you know. I'm going to take all 500 of these ketchup sachets. But you're you who really runs the show. Whoa! Oh. Now I'm covered in sauce. And not even in a fun, sexy way.
No, get out of the way.
Come on, get off that floor.
Do you mind? I'm trying to do a speech. For once, I'm better dead than red. Help!
Nigel? Nigel? Is that you?
Yeah. Finally, someone sees me.
Well, I mean, well, we call every man in dire need of help a Nigel.
The insult to the injury.
Now get off your knees, come on. It can't be that bad.
And when you get back, I want you to renegotiate my contract, file my taxes, and scrub my gusset.
Scrub your gusset? Since when?
Since about 10 minutes ago when I thought of that word.
I mean, this is kayfabe, right?
Sure.
You are not serious.
I am not serious, but I do need you to do all the those things.
But I just produced the podcast.
Damien. I'm sure there are lots of things you can do if you give yourself a chance.
Like what?
The bins? The drains?
Oh, you've changed.
I want you to put this next bit out as an exclusive episode. Listen up, chumpaholics. You've followed me my entire career, and I'd just like to say, get lost.
Hey? No. What are you saying?
I don't need you. I've never needed you.
This really isn't like you.
This is the new way, and as of, say, midnight GMT, BST, whichever you call it, this podcast will be no more.
But you can't. We've got listeners in over 70 countries. People need us.
No more wrestling with the champ.
Welcome to Idol.
Is it Christmas already?
Idol. Hello, Nigels and lads. Yeah. Well, everyone here is a Nigel, in a manner of speaking.
What? Even him?
Uh-huh. Everyone.
Not him, though. He's more of a Darren.
One name makes us feel all together.
So, we're family?
Well, nobody's ever described us as a family. Oh, that's nice.
I mean, look around. We all have something in common. Although, I'm definitely the Kerry to your Von Erichs.
So, come on then, sit down, Nigel. Tell me, what's your story?
Here we go. Wrestling name, Ginger Ninja. Real name, Nigel Franklin. I've got a sexy long-lost sister and an evil half-brother born out of wedlock. After me mum had an affair with a wrestler, despite me father, who loved wrestling more than anyone.
That is messed up.
I've wrestled in graveyards, fallen from heaven, and escaped hell. Saved me friend from a booby-trapped caravan, I mean motorhome. Fought off a zombie horde. Escaped the clutches of a brutal mass murderer. Solved the mystery of the vanishing wrestler. And spunked into an active volcano.
And I do not know how to unpack that.
Strap in. I haven't finished. Outside of the ring, I were the first in the queue at the Whoopsal in Asda where they put the discount food out for 3 days in a row. I once blanked my way into the VIP area at Club 54 on Guernsey after pretending to be Jess Glynn, and I accidentally tripped up Jeremy Clarkson at my local branch of WH Smith's.
This feels like a good time.
But more impressive than all of that, I was the 35-time Pub Wrestling Federation champion.
I've heard of that, but not of you.
Ah, we're the best of the best with a red breast until some borrower in a pair of Speedos and his mum's fur coat stole my identity using AI. Now tell me, can anyone here beat that?
I used to design sex toys with Margaret Thatcher's face on.
This feels like a good time for a break, yeah.
Fresh feet, nacho thing. Buy cheese socks. Cheese socks. Get rid of foot odor for gouder. But what's it all about? Okay, so, we all know old feet are rank. Hard skin, cracked heels, brittle nails, and toad cheese pungent enough to neutralize enemies on the battlefield. Don't take our word for it. Here's former England goalkeeper, Peter Stilton.
Oh yeah, cheese socks are great. They mask unwanted smells in the foot department and show the world you mean breeness. Order today, smell better tomorrow with cheese socks. 78% of men over 50 agree that cheese socks make love making more interesting. Cheese socks. Cheese socks contain no actual cheese. Always keep away from children, both in a physical sense and a distance from this product. Not available in Gibraltar.
Nigel 118 says, it's not about how hard you get it, it's about how quick you can cash the check afterwards.
Where were you when this thing started?
Praise be for Wrestling with the Champ.
So, this is the last episode of Wrestling with the Champ. Good riddance.
Now, this is a mistake.
It's time to get out of the playground and into the real world, Damien.
We've got contractual obligations.
Pay them off. Yes, yes, it's time to get my face out there. I want to see it everywhere. On billboards, on bus backs, on bus stops, on bus frames, on bus sides.
On the end of my fist.
And much more. However, let's start with buses and then we will get the ball rolling. We'll be on the road. And with the Pub Wrestling Federation finally getting its own venue, we need to up our game.
What? I didn't know this. Where?
Well, the old King's Head used to be the King's Nose. Before that, the King's Arm. And before that, the Giant Barber owned it, and it was the King's Road. And before that, it was the Queen's Tongue. Those punks really knew how to run a pub.
This is huge!
And they've asked me to main event its first ever pay-per-view. Dumping Ground.
So what's the big idea? Well, that's a match.
Inferno? No, 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 no.
Oh, I just got that.
Yes. I'm going to set the world on fire.
Right. So what's the plan?
Well,
you've got us all down here, I'd say 50, maybe 60 Nigels, all in one place. What's the plan?
We like to meet up and moan.
Well, look, it's just a sort of a thing.
Tell me there's a plan. Tell me, you know what you're doing. Because I'm great at plans, mate. I've been in hotter water than a lobster, but somehow I always manage to escape. You've heard of A-Team? This is the Ginge team right here.
What do we do?
You can't stand still. If you stand still, they'll pick you off one by one. Bullet to the head for you. Pew! Sniper through the bollocks for you. Pew! Ninja stars to the spinal cortex for you. Ah! Sorry. First two were metaphors. That last one wasn't supposed to be real. I forget what I've got up my sleeves.
Look, honestly, thanks, but we're fine here.
I beg to differ.
You're welcome to join us, though, or head back out there with the other Nigels in denial, yeah?
I've got a better idea. If you want to do something with your lives, I need to get my identity back before Skinner ruins my reputation for good.
What do you mean?
Isn't it obvious? You're old members of Mensa who still live at home. Grab a laptop. We got work to do. What is it?
Well, I mean, they're a bit of a carrot.
Well, I'll have a look, but I don't normally travel with root vegetables.
What the... No, the proverbial carrot.
I don't think I've got any French ones either.
Free drinks, validated parking, that of a grapple mac, something like that. Honestly, anything.
You lot are a disgraced name. We are a clan. We are a breed. And besides, I'm broke. Now pull your white tube socks up and help a Nigel in need. Right. Nigel 1, hack into PWF booking system and see what you can find out about me. I mean, the Ginger Ninja. Nigel 2, listen to the latest episode of his, their podcast for clues. God, there's so many of you. Nigel 3, get me a car, any car, as long as it's red and it counts up. Nigel 4, check the footy scores. I got good vibes about my 25-fold acca. Nigel 5, coffee, full fat, 10 sugars, vodka, rum, brandy, and a cocktail umbrella. And the rest of you, be brilliant. And if you want another secret of landing a woman, the seminar starts in 10 at the back of the cave. 100 quid each.
Are you sure this place is going to be ready on time?
A general does not concern himself with the state of the battlefield. Just get me to my changing room.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, look at that. I am seeing a lot of wood.
I'm still breaking in these trunks. Just let me stretch it out a bit.
No, I wouldn't. This place is a fire risk. And are they bats?
Get out! Just get out!
All right, team, what we got?
Well, about 8 divorces, half a dozen cases of type 2 diabetes, and someone's been leaving dandruff flakes on the sofa.
And the mission? Interesting. Very interesting.
What is it?
It's a word that means arousing curiosity. Also the name of me college tribute band. All new romantic stuff. Did me best fingering then. According to data taken from PWF Calendar, they've bought a venue. Hey, that was my idea. And they're opening it up next week with an event called Dumping Grounds. Hey, I came up with that. Nigel 5, where are you? Hey, there you are. Stand up. Now this is the best Dirty Nigel I have ever had. And where did you get these cute umbrellas from? Wow. When I get my life back, you're coming on board as me full-time barista. Nigel 2's found out that the champ has quit his podcast. We need to get that show back up and running. The people of Iran need me. Nigel 4, did Rovers win? Oh, football, you cruel mistress. Nigel 3, I could kiss you if it weren't for your halitosis. High five. Nigel, let's save my universe.
Piss off.
Ah. Ooh, this place is nice. Is that wallpaper? I could only dream of wallpaper in my day.
It's mold.
Mold wallpaper. Cool.
Come to cry about how I stole your life.
Huh. So you admit it.
Admit it? I bloody own it. One of the greatest tricks the devil ever pulled. Or something like that. Naturally, I'm taking all the credit.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Because I'm wearing a wire.
Ha ha! A wire? You can't.
Who's the idiot now?
They'll never believe you.
This microphone is recording directly into a special box thingy that backs everything up in the clouds.
Which box thingy?
This one, right? Oh. It's not plugged in. You ask a man on the street to do you one favour and tuck a recording device down back of your pants. What does he do? That's the last time I'm trusting anyone.
Hey, never mind. You can cheer yourself up with a front row seat to witness my greatest moment.
Are you going to get rid of your terrible tattoos?
Behold! A new flame! A match that starts a fire! An infinite inferno match so intense, I can feel the heat coming off of it already!
Extinguisher!
Extinguisher? Oh, hardly know! Yes! Oh, that is a great new name for my finishing move. Yes. You know, you should get into the wrestling business. You get tons of heat. And you'll stay in this wardrobe until I know what to do with you.
No, please, me farts are lethal. Would that technically be suicide? Help!
Get tickets to the next PWF live event.
Woohoo!
Saturdays comes to Jake's Jolly Tavern in Chorley. Dizzy Johnson defends his lightweight title against Young Ewan. Mama Pajama defends her girl boss belt against a random member of the Loose Women panel. Another Neville defends their skinny legs title in a handicap match against the deadly duo So Much More. And so much more. There's nothing but titles on the line at Saturdays.
Woohoo!
Get down early for an autograph signing in the car park. Buy now at wrestlingwiththechamp.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Just like a prayer, the Ginger Ninja takes you there.
Now, I wouldn't wish wrestling on any of you.
Wrestling with the Champ.
Coming down the aisle, weighing just the right amount, the greatest Wrestling Federation champion of all time, he is the Ginger Ninja.
And this will be my crowning glory.
The Ginger Ninja enters the ring carrying two flame-drenched torches. Just the kind of torch you use in ye olde days to walk through dingy caves. He lowers them to the ground and fire shoots its way to the ring, lighting up the ramp and turning the square into a blazing ball of fire. And there go the eyebrows of everyone in the front row. Sorry about that. But what a memory for those people. Hang on. Can anyone smell smoke? I don't think it's the paraffin off the lamp, so... Somebody just check that.
And his opponents. Your filling no filler. Plant-killing topper. Straight from a shift at his Stratford practice. Accompanied by his manager, an anaesthesia. 10. The Dramatist.
It's the Ginger Ninja against a man he's never faced before. A man in his first ever main event. And we've seen some upsets with that scenario in the past. Let's take a look. Here comes a PWF Rewind. 3. 2014, Slug and Lettuce, Newcastle Central. Lady Lexicon, the champion, versus Janet from Thanet. The former restaurant manager from Margate answered an open invitation to face the PWF Women's Champion and made a name for herself when she hit a move, later dubbed the Roller Coaster, a two-handed clap to the chops with a pair of beer mats. It was a non-title match, but a result that set in motion a rivalry that's still going to this very day. Number 2, 1999 New Year's Heave. Millennium Bug Fever captured the imagination as the turn of the century threatened to bring a world to its knees via technology. In fact, it was overweight Kate who fell and struggled to get up after newcomer Honey Comb and her manager Marmalade, oh, what a time to be alive, snapped both her legs like wishbones on a cheap supermarket turkey. Her bones finally healed in November 2000, just in time for the PlayStation 2 to be released. Kate, no longer overweight, accidentally re-broke both her legs in the Boxing Day sale to buy a second controller. And at number 1, 2005, Spliffin' the Diff, yeah man. The Ginger Ninja, wrestling in Wales for the very first time, faced a hostile reception at the Four Elms in Cardiff, Splot, home to many murders of the English. Now, before the bout, he famously tried to sail across the River Severn in a canoe that he'd made himself from lollipop sticks that were bound together with his own hair, only, surprisingly, to sink just 12 feet off the shore of Weston-super-Mare. He stayed true to his word and stepped up to defend his title moments before he slipped on his own sodden cape and knocked himself out. When he woke up, his title, his clothes, and the final droplets of his dignity were gone. To this day, we don't know who was crowned the PWF champion that night, but one thing's for sure, the winner wasn't the champ. In front of a capacity crowd of 38, here at Karen's Wine Bar in Yateley, this one is underway. And I'll tell you what, sitting this close to ringside, I'm already getting quite a tan. It's burning a little bit. Anyone got any after sun?
Help! Help! Let me out! I'm Ginger! I'm not good at it! Someone! Anyone! I know I don't have much to live for, but I haven't even got time for one last wank! Cremated mid-choke! Nobody wants that!
Huh? What?
Nigel 3! Oh! Nigel 3! Oh! You really want that kiss? Come here, it'll be worth it. Well, but start flossing for Goldberg's sake. What about Nigel 1? Did he complete mission? He did! Oh, you beautiful men. Now let's get out of here before the whole place burns down. Wait, what about the tens of people in bar? And Damo? I may not be the champ, but damn it, Nigel 3, I can still be a hero. Get your hand off me, ass.
Now listen, for some reason, the smoke alarms didn't go off, but whatever. Quickly and safely, try not to scream, head for the nearest emergency exits, and please don't take your pints with you. Yes, I know they could put out a flame, but that's not the point.
What are you doing? Get out of the ring!
The champ never leaves without a pin.
That pin is going to be the final nail in your coffin.
There he is. Skinner!
Huh? Who's that?
Skinner, yes! Just in time to see your career go up.
Officer, nick that numpty. A demo.
Look, I don't know who you are, but there's no time for chit-chat, right? This place is going to come down any minute. Just watch yourself.
I know now's not the time for a lot of exposition, but I used to be him. I am the Ginger Ninja. He stole my identity.
Well, I mean, you've got red hair, but I'm sorry, your body says you're less martial arts and more martial farts. Now move it.
Here, read this copy at Bradford Gazette.
What, the whole thing? I haven't got time for that.
No, just page 11. See there, Nigel Franklin wins first match as the Ginger Ninja. And there's a photo of me as a slightly younger man. He, Skinner, used AI to steal my identity and left me with nothing. But I ran into a room full of Nigels, real no-hopers, but I gave them up and they reversed the hack to bring me back.
Hang on a minute. Oh, ow. My brain is tingling. Yes, something's coming back to me. Champ. Yeah, you are the champ. Champ!
Yeah! Game on!
You! You've made a very powerful enemy, champ.
Yeah, well, where you're going, you're going to be sandwiched between some very bad men. Got a light?
I thought you vaped now.
I do, but that would have been less funny. Hang on. Demo? Yeah. Have you got me rolls ready?
Well, that settlement must have been sweet. Look, if your car's not ready, I can give you a lift.
I paid good money for them rolls.
You bought more than one?
I bought six.
Well, somebody's doing all right. Ghost or Phantom?
Neither. Greg's.
Greg's?
It's like Wenzel's, but better.
Just to let everyone listening know that all the names were accounted for after the fire and no serious casualties were reported.
Speak for yourself. I scorched me merkin on the way out, trying to dry it.
But why? What?
Are you telling me you wouldn't piss yourself if you were locked in a wardrobe surrounded by flames? If you've ever been to a pound bakery, you'll notice the difference. Everything's a pound. Sometimes you get two for a pound. Baked bargain brilliance, from pies and rolls to donuts with holes. Trust me, you're never too far from a mouth-watering encounter up north. Your tongue and your wallet will thank you. Here, did I ever tell you about the time I once wrestled in a pool of freezing cold vegan gravy for charity? I'm still eating lumps out of me kecks, and sniffing my fingernails in the shower is still a bit risky.
Wrestling with the Champ was written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Featuring Ian Skinner as Ian Skinner as the AI Champ, Ant McGinley as Nigel Franklin as the actual Champ, and Damien St. John as Damien St. John as Damien St. John. This episode also featured the voices of Johnny Goldsmith and Alex Lynch. The Champ will return.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This show is part of Podomity, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out podomity.com now.